You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Devotion to the Word entails commitment to meditate on it every day. Learn more about this truth in week one of our series, Wordview.
Guess what? We are starting this coming week with a big blast, and that's going to be our prayer and fasting. How many of you will be joining our prayer and fasting week? Come on. Yon, parang ko konti. Hindi kayo excited? Okay. Alam niyo po, yung buong movement po natin, our church movement called Every Nation along with our whole Victory Church here in the Philippines. Every time, you know, we enter the week, especially the whole week of January, first week or second week, we really dedicate our time to really seek God and take our time to pray and fast. We just want to let you know that we're not doing this simply because we want to, you know, it's not part of being good works or something that we want to, you know, add up to our own righteousness. No, we want God more than anything. And so it's a moment really for us to really consecrate ourselves and really seek God, whatever God's will for us. And part of that is really, you know, setting aside all the distractions, yung sinasabi ni Dayan kanina, food, social media, lahat po na mga, we could need a distraction from hearing God's word. And so, I'd like to ask and encourage every one of you here, if you never fasted, really, maybe just one. You don't have to go through one whole week. Maybe just one day, maybe a meal, all right? Some of my kids will do a meal, all right? And so I think that's already a big deal. What's important is the heart that God will be able to change you. Okay po ba yan? So again, to all of you, please take some time. And in fact, there's a booklet here that we don't want you to miss. Go through this booklet every single day. There's God's word and a time of reflection and application. And if there's any breakthroughs that you want to write down in your families, in your business, families, whatever that is, let's believe God together as we pray and fast. And so watch out also for our schedules. Every single day po. Every night, meron po kaming prayer meeting. To those of you who doesn't know, we have kids' church. All right? We want to make sure that your kids, if they're here today and they will create a noise, please bring them to the kids' church. We want to make sure that we do our service with order here. And so, moms, dads, lolas, lolos, okay, aunts, all right, uncles, you're in charge, all right? Whatever happens here, if your kid or a small kid will create a noise, please, that's the reason we have kids' church, because we also want them to mingle and fellowship with their own levels, age levels. Okay po ba yan? Okay, we are starting a new series as we enter January, and it's called, everybody say? It's called Word View. Everybody say Word View. You know, there's a word that comes across in the word with, as far as world is concerned, there's a word called World View. Everybody say World View. It's important for us to understand that lahat po tayo, all of us here, have our own opinions. Meron tayong mga sariling paniniwala. May mga kinagisnan po tayo. May mga tradisyon. May mga bagay-bagay tayo naiisip based on our own understanding and philosophy. And sometimes, we apply that in life situation. And what is sad really is, especially people like us who's believers of God, sometimes we tend to say and declare, this is God's, but in reality, it's not. There are behaviors, there are lifestyles, there are things that we apply in our daily lives based on our worldview. And yet, those worldviews are not really God's point of view. You know, there's a point of view that God wants us to learn. In every situation, in any life's issues, life's problems, circumstances, whatever condition, and even solution, the Word of God has something to say. Are you here with me? I would say this. The book is right there given to us, but I believe whatever situation you're into, you can seek God and ask God for answers right here. That is why even us ourselves, I just want to submit to you, it's important for us as pastors and leaders that whenever we give counsel and advice, it should be based on God's word. Hindi pwedeng narinig ko lang o nabasa ko o ito yung sinabi ni Stephen Hawking o sinabi ni ganitong guru o sinabi ni philosopher na ganito. You know, there are times that, you know, we're trying to shoot ourselves. Why is that? People listens to us, especially when it involves life's direction. And so I just want to let you know, we are not God, but God is God, and we are to seek God's word and God's counsel. That's why every person who would come, we want to make sure it's in the word of God. You understand this? Whether you're a leader or not, you're a believer of Christ. God has called us to go deeper into God's word so that we will able to know life situation and how to apply it with whatever the Word of God says. To emphasize on this, a lot of people would say, "But ganon, but yung mga Kristiyano, kailangan tumakbo sa, you know, sa politika. Eh, ang dumi-dumi ng politika. Tapos tatakbo kayo, di ba? Tinawag kayo ni Lord para, you know, yung Word ni God, mag-preach, at tapos kayo mismo, tatakbo kayo. Eh, di ba, baka mamaya mag-compromise kayo?" And people would say, "Hey, look, politics is not for people who are Christians. There's such thing as," they said, okay, "there's a separation between the church and the state." Actually, those people never really understand what the Word of God says. That's why there's a church for us to make an impact and create change, because every time there's some issue, the Word of God has something to say. That is why, in a practical sense, o nga naman, di ba, para ang dumi-dumi ng politika, ba't pa tayo mag, di ba, magjo-join? Yun na nga yun eh. That's the whole deal. That's the reason why the church needs to come in and be the light in politics, in business, in the entertainment industry, in sports, in education, any areas of life, the Word of God has something to say. Are you here with me? That's why it's so important that the rest of the whole year, there are issues that we're going to talk about based on God's Word, and we want to start it right. We want to make sure that all of us understand fully God's worldview. Are you here with me? Let's all stand up in our feet as we read our text today. It's in the book of Psalm. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 6. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 6. It says here in verse 1, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord." Everybody say delight. "And on his law he meditates." Everybody say meditates. "He meditates day and night. For he is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." This is the word of the Lord for us. Let's pray. Lord, we want to honor and bless your name, even if as we come together and hear your word. Lord, as we talk about this series on worldview, we ask the power of the Holy Spirit to join us, to speak to us, to lead us, to let the word come alive, that we will not just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word. Lord, I pray that whatever change, whatever plans that you have, may your purpose, your plan, and your will be known, that we may be able to embrace it and run from this. And so, Father, I pray, let your Holy Spirit be the one to lead us towards your word today. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen. Please take your seats. All right, to start off, based on the scripture or the whole chapter of the book of Psalm chapter 1, 6 verses all in all, we could see here, and later on we're going to talk about, 2 different kinds of person, 2 metaphors or 2 subjects that pertains to the person, and the direction where they are heading later on. It's important for us to check this out because this is the very word of God for them. And so, to start off, let me share to you what verse 4 said. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. May dalawang klase pong tao na sinasabi po ng Bible. Number one, yung tinatawag po na righteous. The other is the wicked. If you notice, there are more that the Bible pertains to the wicked rather than the righteous. But it's very fearful. Dahil pag pinag-usapan po natin yung wicked o yung mga taong hindi sumusunod sa kalooban ng Panginoon na ilang beses mo na share, na preachan, ganun pa rin yung buhay nila, walang pagbabago. Ito po yung kagigisnan, ito po yung future ng mga wicked people. Number one, it's so important for us to know that they'll be gone. It's just a matter of time. But all of them, those who doesn't acknowledge and recognize God, who doesn't live according to God, guess what? All of them will perish. The Bible is so clear on this. Inihambing po siya ito sa isang object na yung wicked, they will be like chaff. In Tagalog, ito po yung tinatawag na ipa, di ba? The seed covering of other debris separated from the seed in threshing grain. Ito yung mga color brown na, di ba, pa nagsasaka ka, yung hinihiwalay mo, yun yung nagiging garbage. And that's basically the future. The destiny of anyone who keeps on sinning and love to sin, that you know it's bad and keep on doing that, and your heart is hard and you become stubborn, guess what? Our heart's desire is for you. That's why there's a church. That's why we keep preaching the gospel. That's why we go where the sinners are. We go where the lost people are. That's why we have altar calls. That's why we go where the communities are. Nag-engage tayo. Kaya nga, tatawag po sa atin, every nation, kung saan po yung mga nasyon, may mga campuses, that's where we're gonna be because God called us to reach because of the gospel. But if people doesn't listen, if people doesn't hear and embrace what we're saying, guess what? There's gonna be a day of accountability, and that destiny is this. You're gonna be gone, and you're gonna bust in right there in hell. That's what the Word of God says. That's very clear. What's interesting is this. We're not going to talk about that. What we're going to talk about, starting in verse 6, there's a statement there in verse 6 that says, "For the Lord knows the way of the righteous." The Lord knows the way of the righteous. He was referring to the people who's following Him. People who are believers. Let me just explain to you, in the Old Testament, for you to be called righteous, you have to follow all the commands. Lahat mo na sinasabi ni Lord, kailangan mong sundin. Kaya kung babasahin mo yung Bible, in the Old Testament, there are people who would say, he's a blameless man, a righteous man, because there are men and women who are at least devout followers of God, that they would really give their lives to follow the law. Men and women are called righteous. But when the New Testament came in, he could see the transformation from being a follower, being a doer, to just being a follower. And when Jesus Christ came here, it's important for us to understand that, listen, it's not a matter of good works that all of us will be saved. In fact, sabi nga sa Bible, wala hong mabuti sa atin, Miss Kisa. We were born sinners. And all our righteous deeds, lahat ng ginagawa nating kabutihan, ilang beses ka pa nagbigay sa tithes and offering, yung ginawa mo kabutihan noong December, dahil, di ba, it's time to give. Guess what? All our righteousness are like filthy rags, maduming basahan. In the eyes of God, we're just the same. That's why God was so generous to give His one and only Son, Jesus, that when Jesus came to the picture, What he did is enough that he went to the cross. That's why we are righteous on the basis of what Christ did for us on the cross. Because we are all failures. We are all sinners. Who will save us? God said someone who doesn't have any sin. And because of what he did, that he went to the cross to purchase us from all our sin. And if we put our faith in the finished work of Christ, guess what? We became righteous. I'm standing here today saying, I'm righteous before your sight. Not because Mark Constantino is a pastor or Mark is a believer. No, I'm righteous on the basis of what Christ did for me, that I put my full trust in him. So I became the righteousness of God. Can you say amen to that? Pero, kailangan po natin ibahin yung pag-iisip natin based on that. And so this is very important. So that's what made us righteous. Not because of the church, but because you're part of a Victory group, but simply because of our relationship. Kaya when you come here and worship God, alam natin sinasabi natin. Ang hirap man lang magtaas ng kamay, nakakaya siguro dahil you're not used to it, but I'm doing it for God. Why is that? Because of our personal walk in a relationship with God. You get a picture. And so the Bible tells us that all of us here, God exactly knows who you are. He knows the way of the righteous. Wala kang secret ka, Lord, na tinatago mo na hindi alam ni Lord. Alam niya kung sino ka. Alam niya kung talagang totoo ka. Alam niya kung talagang wholehearted ka. Alam niya kung talagang half-hearted ka. Alam niya yung mga secret sins mo. Alam niya yung nangyayari sa buhay mo. He knows the way of the righteous. That's why He wants to speak to us through His Word. Having said that, here's what it says. The Lord and the author of the Psalm would write down the outcome and the end result of every righteous being. In spite of our unfaithfulness, God wants to bring something good upon you. That's why He mentioned this. And let me start by saying in verse 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, and nor sits in the seat of scoffers. The word blessed is something that I was blown away. It's something that it's totally direct proportion to God's will and God's plan for us. The word blessed, it's called happy. Kaya gusto ni Lord, happy lahat ng mga tao who's following Him. Ayon ni Lord yung sobrang naapektuhan sa problema, ayon ni Lord yung nagdudusa ka, ayon ni Lord yung mga, sa paminsan, hinaayaan niya tayo para matuto tayo. Pero the whole bottom line is God wants you to be blessed. The word bless means happy in the rich, full sense of happiness, rooted in moral, mental, physical well-being, according to John Piper. Sinasabi rito, yung pagiging happy pa, hindi pa lang yung feeling na happy ka. Yung iba, feeling happy, pero deep inside, something's wrong, you know. In their own mind, they don't have peace. In their own soul, they're struggling. What God wants in our own mind, in our own will, in our own emotions, social beings, physical being, we are all happy. Alam niyo, sa totoo lang, yung iba magiging happy this week. Physically happy. Alam mo kung bakit? Magpa-fast sila kasi gusto nila mag-diet. Uy, pwede yan. Tama. Dami ko na nung December. Magbabago na ako. Talagang magda-diet na ako. Talagang happy ako. Physically. Ano kaya? How's their soul? How's their mental state? God wants us to be happy. In fact, the original version of 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary defines blessed as prosperous in worldly affairs. Imagine this. That's God's desire for you. It's for you to prosper in whatever affairs in this world that you have. Enjoying spiritual happiness and the favor of God. That's what being happy is. So much favor that you enjoy this kind of life. The question is, are you enjoying life? Are you? Maybe some, maybe not. Well, God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to be happy. It means enjoying heavenly felicity. It means blissful, having the joy of heaven in you and with us. Grabe yung pala ibig sabihin ng happy. I just want to let you know something happened this last year, sometime second week of December. Si Bishop Ferdy po, yung the one who oversees the whole Victory Metro Manila, called for a meeting. Kami po nang, we're the ones doing the whole 2018 topics that we're gonna preach for the year. And so, just wanna let you know, gawa na po yung mga topics na till December. So, nasa galeriya ho kami, one Friday, the second Friday. And so what happened was, after that meeting, half day, you know, I went out of Ortigas with my car, not passing through EDSA, but passing at the back where there's a hotel there. Ano nga ba yung hotel na po? The Crown Plaza Hotel. Doon sa likod po, makita ko galing sa parking. Tapos, umuulan po noon. Ano nangyari? It was a bit raining. So I was waiting for the car to get in, yung mga kasalubong, so I could turn right sa mismong labas, no, sa may kanto. And so while doing that, guess what? This blue guy, alright, called my attention and asked me to stop. Sabi niya, sir, violation. Okay, dapat ginawa. Sabi ko, sir, hindi ko po alam kasi umuulan. I'm sorry, ganyan. So, ano pong violation? Dahil ganyan. So, akin yung ano mo, lisensya mo. Siyempre, lisensya ko. Okay. So, nilabas ko yung lisensya ko. Alright, paglabas ko ng lisensya ko, wala ho ako yung card na license, meron ho ako yung papel. Okay, kasi nga LTO, hindi pa nagre-release ng card hanggang ngayon. Okay, kaya kailangan natin speak of blessing over the LTO and say, release the cards. Alright. So, wala po akong card na LTO. And so, binigay ko po yung ano, hindi original, binigay ko po yung ano, yung Xerox copy. Kasi sabi sa akin, okay lang, miski Xerox copy, just keep that, make sure that you keep the original. So, I kept it, no? So, nasa Bible ko. So, yung ano, yung license. Ay, hindi pwede yan. Sabi sa akin ganun. Alam mo, sa totoo lang, papalagpasin pa kita, pero ngayon, wala ka lisensya. That's considered driving without a license, so hindi pwede yan. So, grabe, sa pili ko, binibully ako. Sabi ko, sir, sorry talaga, kasi hindi ko talaga alam eh. Actually, may meeting ko ako, ganyan-ganyan. So, alam mo, sinabi ko na kung sino ako. Sir, Christian kasi ako eh. Ah, Christian ka? Dapat nga sumunod ka, di ba Christian ka? Sabi, alam ko, pinagalitan pa ako. Kung nga naman, tama naman. So, sabi ko, at tagal, sabi ko, sir, hindi pwede ganyan. Akin na, hindi pwede, kunin ko lang. Siyempre, nag-bargain, sir, pakiusap lang. So, sinabi ko na rin kung sino ko. Nilabas ko yung card ko, victory. Okay, pastor, sir, sa totoo lang, may kiusap po ako. So, hindi ko talaga alam, may meeting po ako, pero okay lang, ito po, may kiusap po ako, hindi ko talaga gawain, I will not violate. I'm a faithful citizen. Siyempre, di ba? Ano ba naman ni Lord? Sabi sa akin, ano, ha, so pastor ka, so ikaw yata yung nakiusap sa akin last week na may pastor sa akin, kung ba yung Mark yata ang pangalan. So parang feel ako, minabully ako. So naisip ko, ha, may pastor na nakiusap na nag-bite sa loob. Sino kaya pastor sa Ortigas? No? Si Pastor Rico, Pastor Noel, kakila. Parang may ganun pala sa Ortigas, no? So anyway, so galit ha, so sobrang stress na ako. Sabi ko, ayaw niya talaga, hindi, kukunin ko yan. Alam mo ba yung babayaran mo? Sinisaisa yung babayaran ko. So ayaw talaga, sabi, wag kang tumataas ang boses mo. Sabi ko, sir, hindi ako tumataas ang boses. Ito na nga. Okay, sir, ganito. Okay na, tikita mo na ako. So di ba, kukunin niyo yung kotse ko? Sir, ganito na lang, babayaran ko yan. Pero may BPI dyan, tingnan nyo, sir, 200 lang yung pera ko. Magwi-withdraw lang ako. So parang feeling niya na-insulto siya, dilayasan ako. Sabi ko, bigay na eh. So wala talagang, pumunta pa siya dun sa ano, kinausap niya yung MMDA. Ngayon, may MMDA na. Lumapit sa akin. Grabe, sabi ko. O sir, ano problema? Ano nung sinasabi nung kasama ko? Sabi ko, sir, ito yung nangyari. Ngayon. So it so happened, yung MMDA, taga Marikina. Sabi ko, taga Marikina. Sabi ko, pastor po ako. Sabi ko, sir, ito. Kumagawa ako ng moral values, nagsishare ako sa mga police, doon sa Caloocan, yung ginawa natin, di ba? So, totoo naman. So, gusto ko lang sabihin sa inyo, hindi ako magbabiolate. Di, sabi niya ganun, sir, ganito na lang, sabi niya ganun. Magbigay ka na lang, bigay mo na lang yung pera mo, lagay mo doon sa papel. Wow. To be honest with you, I just want to be honest. When he said that, deep within me, just like a voice telling me, bigay mo na nga. Not really. I just want to say this. I'm a pastor. I'm a Christian like you. Something's telling me, deep within me, to give my money so that para tapos na. Para wala nang hassle, para okay na. Really. Something within me to say, compromise. I don't know, wala. Wala naman CCTV eh. Kami-kami lang eh. But all the more, I made a stand and say, Sir, pastor ako. Hindi ko gagawin to. Ibig sabihin, ako, yung sinasabi ko sa church ko, eh kung ikaw member ng church ko, ito para binaviolate ko, I really make a stand. And you know what he did? To cut the long story short, he said, Sir, okay na. Sige, kausapin ko na lang. Here's the deal. I was so distressed, and deep in me, I was angry, I was mad. Okay? And so I went out of that situation 15 minutes. Parang feeling ko nag-preach ako na tatlong beses. I get out, went to EDSA, and I felt like, man, it's not good. I'm not happy. Reading this, the Bible says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners. I got out from that situation so stressed. I don't like it. I hate it. I had this argument. But you know what? I don't feel blessed, but the Word of God says I'm blessed. You know why I'm blessed? Because I didn't give in to the voice of the enemy. I didn't give in to my selfish gain. Bigyan na lang natin. Wala naman CCTV. Hello? I'm blessed because I please the God that I serve. In fact, that's why I want to be honest with you. Not because you're a pastor, you're not capable with all the temptations. We are. But the Bible tells us so real that God wants to speak to us that the way of the sinners is so easy to do it. Shortcut. Walang hassle. Walang makakalam. Di maalam ni misis. Di maalam ng mga anak mo. Walang makakalam. Ikaw lang. But I just want to let you know, you cannot escape God. God loves you. God wants you to be blessed. And there is a such thing as the way of sinners. Seat of scoffers. Napaminsan nakakalungkot. Yung mismong Kristiyano yung nag-u-joke. Yung nangunguna pa, hindi, gawin natin to. Sige, ganito, compromise. So, sige, okay, inuman tayo, tara. Ano lang to, tara. New Year, ano, tara. Ano tayo? Yoshi, pare. Drugs tayo, tara. Sa may sex dyan. Sana, ano, internet lang naman eh, tara. God wants you to be blessed. He loves you. He wants to set you free. You've been asking God to forgive you. He forgave you. But that's not the lead. But you're not free. You're not delivered. And God wants you to be happy. He wants you to be blessed. Why? Because God wants everyone to live according to His Word. Are you here with me? It doesn't stop there. I want to jump in verse 3. Here's what it says. He's also like a tree planted by streams of water that yields in fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither. In all he does, he prospers. Ang sinasabi po ni Lord, hindi lang mabibless ka, masaya ka, happy ka, pero you'll be like a tree planted in the streams of water. Means to say, all in, all out, whatever the day is, may bagyo, you're in a scorching heat. Guess what? The life of God is within you, that His oil of gladness will be with you no matter what your situation is. He promised that you will yield fruit in its season. You will grow in every way. Not only that, but you will be fruitful. You will be influential. That's the heart of God for you. Do you realize that? Sometimes we think small of ourselves, that there's a big plan of God waiting for you, wanted you to be released to the fullest. Why is that? But you miss it because you don't know the Word of God. Streams of living water yield its fruit in season. Its leaf does not wither. You will never run out dry. You will never be in lack. That's what it says. There's always energy and vitality and freshness. The beauty of God, the exuberance of God, the glory of God will shine forth within us. Why is that? Because He wanted you to be a tree planted in the streams of water. Then all you do will be prosperous. How many of you want to be successful and prosperous? Is that what you really want? There's something here that I want you to get. In fact, some people say NLT, they are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Riverbank. How many of you want to be fruitful? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, edi, magtayo ka ng bahay sa Marikina riverbank. Say, how many of you are from Marikina? Raise up your hands. You're from Marikina. Darating ang panahon, magkakaroon tayo ng victory, Marikina. Gusto nyo ba yun? Kaya ayaw na namin kayo makita. Tataboy namin kayo. One day, all right, who knows? This year, we don't know. Next year, we don't know. But the whole deal is this. God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to be successful. He wants you to be tree with the fullness of God in us. Can you say amen? Amen. Here's the deal. You want that? We skip verse 2. Here's what it says. But His delight, the reason, the end result, blessed, fruitfulness, success, prosperity. Here's what it will take. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on His law, He meditates it day and night. Yung pala yun. Eh, gusto pagawa sa atin si Lord. Yung prosperity, yung success, nandito lang. Ang problema, hindi natin alam yung law ni Lord. Hindi natin alam yung Bible. Pero ang problema for us to know that, you know what? We need to have a delight in the law of God, in God's Word. What do you mean by delight? Good pleasure, valuable thing, a matter of acceptable, delightsome, pleasant. Delight is something that we enjoy doing and we really love with the pleasure of doing that you cannot go on without it. That's what it is. It's something valuable. It's part of you. Folks, listen, unless you realize God's Word, just like we need water every single day. How many of you believe that we need water every single day? That we can't live without water. Correct? Unless you realize how important this Word is, that this is like a water that cleanses you, water that gives life, that sustains our bodies, then let me tell you this, there will be no delight in God's Word unless we realize the Word of God is like a food every single day. Some of you here, you're not eating 3 times a day, you're eating 8 times a day. I hope the same goes with the Word. The Word of God will never be a delight. I hope you realize how important clothes in our everyday, that we go out wearing clothes. That's what it takes. Every single day we need clothes. It's just like the Word of God that would clothe us to give us security and protection. Unless we realize that, His Word will never be a delight for us. Are you hearing me? This is so important. Sabi rito sa Psalm 119 verse 14 to 16. In the way of your testimonies, I delight as much as in all riches. Sinasabi niyo sa amin, Lord, yung story mo sa Bible, yung story mo sa Word mo, I delight in that. As compared to the riches of this world, I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your Word. In verse 47, it says, for if I find my delight in your commandments, which I would love. Do you realize how important this Word is in the life of a believer? But the whole deal is, sometimes we go to God's Word. Our default mode is this. We go to His Word because we are in need. We go to His Word, why? Because it's just like dragging yourself to follow as like, it's my duty rather than a delight. There's a big difference. I don't come here read my word because it's a duty. But I'm going to be accountable to God. Yeah, I will be accountable to God, but guess what? I'm reading my word because I love God, because I know He is a word for me. And I can live without His word. Are you here with me? Do you realize, and based on that word, there's a correlation between delight and meditate. You cannot separate that. If you are meditating God's word, are you? Are you meditating God's word? Means to say, you have delighted yourself in God's word. Here's what the word meditation is. It's an act of focusing on one's thoughts to ponder, think on, or muse. Meditation consists of reflective thinking or contemplation, usually on a specific subject, to discern its meaning or significance or a plan of action. Kaya importante, alam natin yung salita ni Lord. Kasi nga para ma-discern natin, Lord, ikaw ba to? Hindi. Sabi-sabi lang ba to, Lord? Because napipeer pressure lang. Dahil the world is saying this, so I want to go this, rather than focusing, realizing, man, this is not God's will. I know it. Why? Because you're full of God's word. Kaya nga when we preach God's word, diba, it will take some time for you to listen. Ponder. Take time. Lord, how am I? When you read God's word, Lord, how would I able to have deliverance? How would I able to have this? You meditate in God's word. That's why in every situation in our lives, you need the word of God that gives way and light and the answer to life's question. The word muse, I want to highlight on that for a while. It's like a term called amusement. That's why when you watch videos, watch movies, you're really amusing yourself. You take some time off for pleasure, you like to amuse, you're amusing yourself. And that is why, somehow, the reason why we don't hear God and follow God, we don't meditate, because our minds, our thoughts are full of amusement. We don't meditate God's word because we are not delighted of it. Imagine this. Tablets. Phones. Early morning before you go to bed. In the middle. Social media. FB. Twitter. Etc. YouTube pa. Everything else. Korean pop. Korean drama. Anything that... Woo, internet. You ponder. First thing in the morning. Last thing, you ponder. In the middle of the day, you ponder. You gaze. God's word, huh? Sunday. 30 minutes. At least si Pastor Mark, 30 minutes. Yung other pastors, mga 45 sila mag-preach. Eh. Okay. You know what? Who dictates your life? Kaya mag-isip tayo ganun eh. Kaya emotional ka masyado kasi yun yung nakita ko sa Siargao. Dapat nasa beach ka. I wanna go to Siargao this year. This has shaped, has influenced our lives powerfully. The way we think is the way the world thinks. And that's why God is speaking to us that the difference is we have never really delighted in God's word. But we love church. But tomorrow, would you still think Bible? Would you still and choose the word of God? You know, this December, there was a choice that I had to make, a major one. I began to realize if I purchase this, Lord, ano ba? Pag binili ko to, yayabang lang ako eh. Or I'll wait for the right time. And I discerned, and I said, I don't want to be dictated. I don't want to be defined by the world. Why is that? Because I don't want to worry. I don't want all my life I'm thinking and worrying, and I don't have peace. And there's something else that I'm thinking and all that. Lord, ano ba yung paano ko babayaran yung, Lord God, yung business ko? Lord, yung ina-ask ko sa iyo, yung quota. Imagine. You've been so caught up with life's problems and life's challenges that the Word of God doesn't have any room for you because you don't know it. That's why there's no peace. That's why John Piper made mention this. The only hope against the pleasures of the world is the pleasures of the Word. And just like the pleasures of the world are awakened by looking at them long enough, so that the pleasures of the Word are awakened in the regenerated of your soul by looking at them long enough, day and night. Folks, listen. If you don't meditate God's Word simply because we don't delight in the Word of God, it will take the Word to get into you. You're fully convinced, Lord, I embrace your will. Pero hindi. Ba't ganun tayo? Pag will ni God, struggle. Kung sino pa yung will ni God, struggle tayo. Tapos pag-pray mo naman ako. Pag may problema, pag-pray mo naman ako. Pero pag nandito ko sa situation when you have the decision to get out, you follow your own will. Why? Because it's the world that dictates and consumes us more than the Word of God in us. I pray that you get this. I pray that you will sense the heart of God for you. This is not for us, for me. This is for you, that God wants to bless you. He wants to prosper and make you successful. We got to realize it will take us to delight in God's Word and meditate God's Word. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, then you will have good success." It was written long time ago. God said to this leader, "I want you to be successful. I want you to have all the favor, but you should not miss this. Do not let this book of law depart from your mouth." You got to speak it forth. You got to pray it. "Lord, I pray for your will that says, Lord God, that the righteous will live by faith. Lord, you said, you promised that I'm not going to be a tail, but I'm going to be the head. I declare that in my life." To be honest with you, what if there's no success? What if there's no prosperity? Here's my thing. It doesn't matter anyhow. It doesn't matter anyhow, as long as I have the Word of God. As long as I please God, it doesn't matter anyhow, the benefits. Pero hindi ganun si Lord eh. Si Lord hindi talaga ganun eh. Si Lord talaga magbe-bless at magre-reward at mag-grabe. Siya yun eh. Miski hindi ko i-ask, magbe-bless talaga si Lord eh. Alam niya yung desire natin eh. Pero gusto ni Lord yung puso mo may delight sa Word niya. Why are we reading God's Word? Why is the Word of God really important? A man of God by the name of A.W. Tozer says, "The Bible is not an end in itself, but a means to bring men to an intimate and satisfying knowledge of God." That's what God wants. That you'll have intimacy and satisfying relationship. That they may enter into Him. And that they may delight in His presence. May taste and know the inner sweetness of the very God Himself. Do you know that God has an inner sweetness in the core and center of our hearts? That's the reason why we need to delight. Not because of, "Lord, mapaprosper ako, mabibless ako. Lord, sige na nga, ito na nga, para," hindi yun eh. Si Lord, si Jesus, yung nag-save sa'yo, the one who made you righteous, the reason why you're here today. He has a great plan and purpose for your life, and it's not yet late. Delight on Him. go back and return to His first love. That's why it's so important. Why are we doing this? In John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If I read this, it's my encounter with God. Unless you realize, I cannot go on this life without water and food and clothing and shelter, all the more the Word of God. John chapter 1, verse 14. And that Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, the glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Here's our take today. God wants to bless you. He wants to prosper you, make you successful. He wants to give the best. Don't ask for your thing. This is what you've been asking when you have all the blessing waiting for you. The problem is this. That's why we think differently. We do stupid stuff. We do foolish things. Alam mo na nga, plain and simple, mali. Ginagawa pa rin. Alam mo na, ilan beses na sinabi sa'yo, mali. Ikaw pa rin. Here's our take today. The Lord wants to bless every single one of you. There's no doubt about it. But for you to do that, listen, blessed is the man whose worldview becomes God's word view because he delights in and meditates the word. Blessed are you whose worldview will take over God's point of view as we delight, meditate, put him first. So that our opinions, our stand, our statement, it's not based on your feelings, yung mga pinopost nyo sa FB, mga pinopost nyo, yung mga comments nyo. Woo! The Holy Spirit is there. Here's what I would like for us to do. This is our first Sunday. Grabe, mahal na mahal tayo ni Lord. Sobrang dami mangyayari ng 2018. Ito pong gagawin natin ngayon. I'm not gonna pray for you. I want to pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself, number one, to repent. As you repent, pray for your heart that you will go back to God's Word. To go back to what He says. That you will read, desire, discipline, delight. You will look into God's Word and live out for the glory of God. Can you say amen? Can we just bow our heads right now? Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for tonight. We thank you for every person who's here listening to your word. This may not be the usual kind of preaching that they want to hear, but this is the kind of preaching that you want them to hear because you're drawing us close to you, Lord. While every heads are bowed down and eyes closed, would you repent before the Lord? Would you say sorry? God, you know my heart. God knows the way of the righteous. You know my way. And it's not been right. It's not been good. I've chosen the ways of the world rather than your word. Would you repent right now before the Lord today? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Oh, thank you, Lord, that you're so loving and gracious. You're so good to us. Lord, thank you for drawing us closer to you like never before. And as you repent and say sorry to God, would you pray and ask today, right now, we're all going to do this together. Would you place your hand upon your heart? Place it upon your chest. Place it right here. And I want you to say a prayer and say, Lord, I pray that let my heart go. We'll go back to you. We'll go back to loving God's word. But I will not depart myself from the word of God. But I'll do it not because of duty, but I'll do it because it's delightful. Because of my desire for you. Will you pray right now? Just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself right now. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, we agree in faith. We're here to respond in faith, Lord. That we're saying, Lord, give us a new heart. Give us a heart that would easily be receptive of your word. Make us not just to be hearers of your word, but be doers. And because of that, there will be breakthroughs. There will be change and transformation that will take place, starting from us, with our hearts. And Lord, today, thank you that from this day on, enable us to understand that all of us will be blessed because you're starting to do that kind of work that our worldview becomes God's word view. Because we choose to read, we choose to meditate, we choose to confess, we choose to pray, we choose to obey, we choose to preach your word. Oh Lord, thank you. That's been the attitude of prayer. If you're here today, I want to pray for some of you here. If you have come for the very first time, or maybe you've been coming, but you've never surrendered, I just want to let you know you're not righteous. If you have not surrendered your life to Christ and put your full trust in what Christ did for you, on that cross, you remain to be wicked. No matter how good religious you are, your religiosity will not save you. But we became righteous not because we're good, but because God is good and God did it for us when He said, it is done, it is finished. Right here, right now, the Lord is inviting you to give your life to Him. If you're here tonight and you're saying, that's me, Pastor, I want to give my full trust what Christ has done so that I'll be saved and I will receive the gift of eternal life. If that's who you are, I want you to raise your hands at the count of three. The Lord is convicting you. If that's who you are, I want to pray for you. I want to give your life to Christ right here, right now. Raise up your hands. One, two, three. Raise up your hands if that's you. Say, that's me, Pastor. Yes. Yes. See this hand. Yes. Anyone else? Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Yeah, see that hand. Anyone else? Raise up your hand as high as you can. I want to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you are struggling. God wants to change you. It's just a matter of decision, of humbling yourself. Raise up your hands. Who else? And say, Lord, I surrender my life. I don't want to become like a chaff, Lord. But I'll be gone. I'll be garbage. I'll go to hell. But I want to serve you. I want to know you. Who else for the last time? Raise up your hands. Let's raise up your hands. Say, Pastor, that's me. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. For the last time, anyone else? For the last time, anyone else? The Lord has convicted you. Would you raise up your hand towards God and say, that's me, Pastor Mark. I want to give my life. God knows me very well. Yes, thank you. Sa lahat po nagtaas ng kamay, would you please stand up where you are? Sa lahat po nagtaas ng kamay, kayo lang po nagtaas ng kamay. Stand up where you are, please. Lahat po nagtaas ng kamay. Stand up where you are. Yes, just stand up where you are. Yes, yeah. There's one there, over there. That person at the back. Someone raise up the hand there. All right, stand up where you are. Praise God. All right, can you please come here? I want to pray for you. Can you just come here? Yes, that's okay. Come here. Get out of your place. I want to pray for you right here, right now. Dito lang po. Please come here as fast as you can. I just want to pray for you. Yes, ma'am. Just one person raise up their hand there at the back. Would you please join us here? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sir. Yes. Anyone else for the last time? Anyone else? How many of you are glad that you're here today hearing God's word? How many of you believe that the Lord is so good? Same with you. I just want to pray for you. Can you close your eyes? Bigit niyo lang mga mata niyo, sabihin niyo itong prayer na to. Ano? Say this to Jesus. Say this out loud after me, okay? Say this, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. Lord, today, I surrender my life and give my life to you. I open my heart for you to come in. From this day on, Lord Jesus, you'll be my Lord, my Savior, my friend, my leader, my forgiver. I receive the gift of eternal life and the forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Lord God. Help me to follow you from this day on to the rest of my life. Lord, marami po salamat for shedding your blood that once again, the angels are rejoicing in heaven because of these four decisions. May you be honored and glorified. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand. We just want to talk to you for a while, ma'am. Is that okay to remain here? Let's all stand up in our feet and raise up your hands. How many of you would say that I'm going to read my Bible? I'm going to read God's word and meditate and delight upon who God is. Raise up your hand. Lord, you've seen his hands. And may we grasp the word of God in our hands to read it, to meditate it, because our goal is just like to be exactly like you. And so, Lord God, I thank you for releasing such grace that as we read God's word, that there's life, there's joy, there's peace, there's righteousness, there's fullness of joy because of what you've done today. Bless your people as we leave in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Thank you. See you next Sunday. See you tomorrow in our prayer and fasting.